On the afternoon of December 18, 1999, hundreds watched anxiously in the Richard Opfer Auction House in Timonium as the auctioneer rattled off in sing-song language artifacts for sale from the once-and-famous Hausner's restaurant, weeks earlier a reigning queen at Eastern Avenue and Conkling Street. Two men were battling in the one-upsmanship common to such occasions. The object of their determined bidding was a ball of twine. This was no ordinary ball of twine. This one measured 4 feet across and weighed 825 pounds, and stretched out would go to a length of 340 miles. It came into being because Frances Wilkes Hausner, who founded the restaurant with her husband, William Henry Hausner, thought it would be a good idea to save the twine which came off of returning laundry bags. The restaurant opened in 1926, and through the years until it closed in 1999, became one of Baltimore's most popular restaurants. Dining at Hausner's was a unique and peculiarly Baltimore experience. In addition to old-world style food, hanging from its walls was one of the region's largest collection of fine art from the estates of the likes of J.P. Morgan, Cornelius Vanderbilt, and Henry Walters. The artists who created these great paintings became your dinner partners. Hausner's menu was legendary. Wiener schnitzel a la Holstein, baked rabbit, lamb chops, calf's liver, prime rib, cakes and pies baked to the skies. But the time came for the family to shut down the restaurant and to auction off certain artifacts, which brings us back to the bidding. Late in the afternoon of December 16, 1999, the audience was getting the idea now. This frantic bidding was about a ball of twine. The highest bidder was Robert Gerber, proprietor of the Antique Man Shop on Fleet Street, who paid $7,500 for it. So in the end, the memories of thousands of lunches and dinners and of millions of dollars of artwork and years of Baltimore times all wind up in a ball of twine in an antique shop on Fells Point.